Lecture 5, The Renaissance Mass, Josquin des Prez, Palestrina, and the Counter-Reformation.
Welcome back to How to Listen to and Understand Great Music. This is lecture number 5, and it is entitled The Renaissance Mass, Josquin des Prez, Palestrina, and the Counter-Reformation. The most important compositional genre of the Renaissance was the musical setting of the Catholic Mass. The Mass was, to the Renaissance composer, what the symphony was to the 18th century composer, what the opera was to the 19th century composer, and that is the ultimate monumental test of their compositional prowess. The greatest composers of the Renaissance, and now I'm talking about Josquin des Prez and Giovanni Palestrina, the greatest composers of the Renaissance were also the great composers of the Mass. Now, the great formal challenge faced by Renaissance composers was musically organizing this thing called the Mass. When Renaissance composers began composing music for the Mass, they were faced with some major compositional challenges. Oh, what in academia we would rather call problems, but a rather more realistic word is challenges in regards to which sections should be set to music. So please, let's talk first about the Mass as a ritual, as a religious ceremony, then we will discuss its parts, and then the solutions reached by the Renaissance composers as to which parts should actually be set to music. But first, the Mass as ritual, as religious ceremony. First, the word Mass, the name, is derived from the final section of the Mass, the final section of what we call the ordinary, and I'll explain ordinary in just a few moments. Mass means Missa, and it comes from the last section of the Mass, the Ita Missa Est. This is a formula by which the congregation is dismissed. So Missa, Ita Missa Est, the congregation is dismissed, becomes the word Mass. And there's other names for this service called the Mass. Eucharist, Liturgy, Holy Communion, and Lord's Supper are also terms applied to this ritual ceremony we call Mass. The Mass is the principal daily service of the Catholic Church. The culminating act of the Mass is a commemoration, a reenactment of the Last Supper of Christ, when Christ shared his blood and his body through the media of wine and bread with his disciples. Now, the High Mass, or what is called the Missa Solemnis, is the full, no-holds-barred ceremonial form for celebrating the Mass. There are reduced versions of the Mass, but we are not going to focus on those. All of the statements we make here will be about the High Mass, the Missa Solemnis. And I would tell you that all of the many parts of the High Mass were pretty much in place by about 600 CE, and that is rather early in church history. So this is an ancient ritual as well as a magnificent one. Now, as I say, the High Mass consists of many different sections and ceremonies, depending how you count them, more than 20. Some of these ceremonies are spoken, and some of these ceremonies are traditionally sung. So the biggest and most important compositional challenge, the biggest compositional decision then to be made by Renaissance composers had to do with which sections of the Mass should be set to composed slash elevated music, and of course, which sections should not. Let's first talk about all the various sections of the Mass. This is going to take a couple of minutes, but it's necessary. We can't possibly leave this course without having experienced some of this important information. Why should it be important to us? Because, my friends, it was important to Palestrina. It was important to Josquin. It was important to the composers and the era that we're studying. And therefore, it's contemporary and important to us. The High Mass, as I say, is a magnificent and extensive ritual. At its largest level, it is divided into two big parts. The first part is the introductory, followed by the liturgy of the word. That's part one. Part two of the Mass is the liturgy of the Eucharist, or the giving of thanks. So on a large scale form, the Mass is divided into two parts: introductory, liturgy of the word, and the liturgy of the Eucharist.